Behold, the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king, as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end.
In a moment, we're going to sing our first carol, Silent Night. And we're going to be thinking today, this evening, about the birth of that very special child. And in one of the verses of Silent Night, it tells us, Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Y'all know what comes next? Holy Infant is the next bit. Holy Infant, so tender and mild. Hands up if you're an infant. Most of the anchors at junior school, most of the anchors will be at infant school. Yeah, so some of them are infant. Sometimes you use the word infant to refer to a baby or a toddler. But this child we're thinking about, that birth of Jesus, is described the Holy Infant. A child who was holy, perfect, never doing anything wrong. The perfect child. It carries on in the next verse. Silent Night, Holy Night, as a Son of God loves pure light. And that's who this baby was, God's only Son, who'd come down here to earth to be born and to live among us. And that's why that child could be the Holy Infant, because he was the Son of God, altogether beautiful, altogether perfect in everything that he did. So we're going to learn a little bit more about him as we get learning through our carols this evening. We're going to sing our first one, Silent Night, and we'll stand and sing together.
To be enlisted. So Joseph had to leave Nazareth in Galilee and go to Bethlehem in Judea. Long ago, Bethlehem had been King David's hometown, and Joseph went there because he was from David's family. Mary was engaged to Joseph and travelled with him to Bethlehem. She was soon going to have a baby, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and laid him in an animal's feeding trough, because there was no room for them at the inn.
Well, so we're thinking about that child in the manger. We know the story of Christmas so well. That's why we call it Christmas, because of the birth of Jesus. Well, as we try and learn a few of those things from our carols that we're singing, our next carol in a minute is going to be Once in Royal David City. It says this in the second verse. It describes, he came down to... Y'all know what came up? He came down to earth from heaven. Who is God and Lord of all? That's who we're remembering. What an incredible thought that is. What an incredible thing to see in a Christmas carol. That child had come down to earth from heaven the one who is God and Lord of all, the one who created everything, the one who made everything, the one who's in charge of everything. He came down. They carried on. Now his shelter was a stable. He was born there in the manger, like we were thinking of before. And we think at Christmas time of the birth of Jesus, but that's only the start of the story of the life of Jesus. And it says in one of the later verses of this carol that actually sooner or later we're going to see him again. We're going to see Jesus, our Lord in heaven above. Or in the last verse, it says we see him set at God's right hand. That's who he is. Jesus, the Son of God, the one who is God and Lord of all. And we come and celebrate his birth. And we remember all that he came to do. And so we're going to stand and sing our next carol, Once in Royal David City.
That night, in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory shone around them. The shepherds were frightened. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid, I have good news for you. This very day in King David's hometown, a Saviour is born to you. He is Christ the Lord. You will find him wrapped in cloths and lying in an animal's feeding trough." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise to God in heaven and peace to everyone on earth." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying there on a bed of straw. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angel had said about him, and they returned to their sheep, praising God. Amen.
When our nativity that we're building up here at the front, so to help us on the anchors and juniors, the shepherds have arrived. And as the shepherds come, we're going to sing in a moment the famous carol, While Shepherds Watched. But they're introduced us as well to another name for Jesus. Another thing we could learn about him in our carols. And in one of our verses of While Shepherds Watched, in the second verse, we sing this. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, a saviour. That's what was read just a minute ago in the Bible. A saviour who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign. And those things we sing in that carol come straight away from those words of the angel. And the angel announced these things to the shepherds, that there in David's town is born a saviour. So that child, that holy infant, the one who is God, the one who is Lord of all, the one who is the Son of God, has come for a particular reason. He's come to save. He's come to be the saviour. He's Christ. That means he's the appointed one, the special one that God has chosen, who is Lord. And again, the angel says, and it carries on in our carol, "Fear not, for," said he, "for mighty dread had seized their troubled minds. Glad tidings of great joy I bring." And that's the good news of Christmas, that was there for those shepherds and for the whole of mankind, as it says, that a saviour had been born, a rescuer, someone who could come and help us, the one who could rescue us from our sins and forgive us. And so that really is glad tidings of great joy. There's good news for us to celebrate this Christmas. And that's why we meet, that's why we sing these carols, to remind us of that good news of the birth of the Saviour in Bethlehem. So we're going to sing our carol, While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night. And we'll stand and sing.
Jesus was born in the village of Bethlehem in Judea, Herod was king. During this time, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is the child born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, He was worried. And so was everyone else in Jerusalem. Herod secretly called in the wise men and asked them when they had first seen the star. He told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, let me know. I also want to go and worship him." The wise men left, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were thrilled and excited to see the star. When the men went into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they knelt down and worshipped him, and they gave him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Well, I've heard there of the arrival of the wise men, and thank you to the anchors and juniors who've been building up our little nativity scene for us here at the front. In a moment, I'm going to get the rest of the children to come up and join them, and we're going to sing the song that we've been learning. If the company section come up as well, bring in their words, because then the anchors and juniors will sit down, and the company section will stay up here and do the next little bit that they've done. Maybe, though, if one of the officers has got a phone nearby, just to take a photo of the nativity scene before we do that. Okay, so the rest of you can all come up. Join us round the side a little bit, and we're going to get our words out for singing our song that we've been learning. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, Jesus is the way. Okay? All up the front then. Yeah, fine, we'll call this. Got everyone in roughly where you can see the words. Hopefully that'll work. Okay.
Now let's see what I need first. Ah yes, I need some sheep. Excuse me, have you got any sheep?
What sort?
What do you mean, what sort?
Well, do you want Cheviot sheep, Cotswold sheep, Romsey sheep, or do you want Blackface sheep, Shetland sheep, or Jacob sheep?
Don't they all look the same?
What? No, some are quite unique. I've got blue-faced Leicester sheep, Kerry Hill sheep, or Texel sheep, too. Or I could get you...
Oh, I don't care, any old sheep will do.
Any old sheep? Any old sheep? Here in the UK we have 90 different varieties, the most in the world.
If I count all those sheep, I'll fall asleep. I just need some sheep for nativity.
How about Ryland sheep? Or my favourite, badger-faced Welsh mountain sheep?
I just need any old sheep for nativity.
Oh dear. I'm not sure what the local branch of Shepherd's Union will say about that. Dear, dear. Any old sheep? Well, really?
Not a good start. I thought that would be easy, but I'm spoiled for choice. I have to have a nativity without a sheep. You have a try.
Leave this to me. So let's see what we need next. Yes, I need a star. Excuse me, have you got any stars?
What sort?
What do you mean, what sort? A star to twinkle, twinkle, like a dog in the sky.
Well, do you want a white dwarf or a brown dwarf? Or do you want a pulsar, a neutron star, blue star or a red giant? A sequence star, shooting star, pulsar or supernova?
Don't they all look the same?
No. You need to decide how many light years away you want it to be. What degree of luminosity should they have? The frequency and wavelength. Do you want a cluster, a galaxy, or a constellation? Do you want...
Oh, I don't care. Any old star will do.
Any old star? Any old star? Oh dear, I'm not sure what the Astronomers Royal will say about that. Dear, dear, any old star will really...
So it looks like a nativity without a star. This is becoming a problem. I need a break. You're up next.
Okay, let's see what I have next. This looks simpler. You need a stable. Excuse me, have you got a stable?
What sort?
Why does everyone say that? What sort? Just a stable.
Well, do you want a DIY stable, an MFI stable, or a B&Q stable?
What?
Do you want it flat pack or ready assembled? What about the wood? Do you want pine wood, cedar wood, rosewood, oak wood, beech wood, or mahogany? What about the roof? Do you want to tile it, felt it, sheet it, or shingle it? Then I've got lots of different treatments. Would you like it waterproofed, sealed, creosoted, painted, or stained? Then we've got the whole load of extra fittings.
Oh, I don't care. Any old stable will do.
I was only trying to help. How rude. Any old stable. Oh dear, I'm not sure what the Master Guilds of Stablemanship will say about that. Yeah, anything.
And now I'm in danger of a nativity without stable. This is hopeless. I need to take a break.
All right, let me give this another go. Let's see what else is here. Oh yes, I need a cow. Excuse me, can I get a cow for my nativity?
What sort?
I knew you were going to say that. Look, I just want a straightforward, run-of-the-mill, very ordinary cow.
All right, let's keep it simple. What colour do you want? Black and white? All white? All brown? Pretty brown and white? All black?
No, don't spoil me for choice, just a normal cow for my nativity.
Okay, got it. Do you want a classic Frisian? Or a Guernsey cow or a Jersey cow? Highland cow? Hair of the cow, Texas Longhorn, Nottingham Galloway, Dexter, Aberdeen Angus cow?
Look, I don't really care. Any old cow will do.
Any old cow? Any old cow? Oh dear, I'm not quite sure what the Breeders' Association of Great Britain will say about that. Yeah,
dear, any old cow. Oh dear, no cow, no stable, or a star, or any sheep. I'll hand it over to you.
What's next? Ah, yes, I need a donkey. Excuse me, have you got a donkey? Before you ask, I just want one standard, ordinary, instantly recognisable and well-behaved donkey for my Christmas nativity. That's not asking too much, is it?
Okay, all donkeys are from the same species, all bred from a wild African ass, and have been around for thousands of years.
Thank you. Can I get one?
Yes, which one do you want? American Mammoth Donkey, a Providence Donkey, a Catalan Donkey, a Pyrene Donkey, a Norman Donkey, or a Grand Noor de Berry Donkey?
The Grand Noor de Berry Donkey?
Yes, they're from Algeria.
Stop, stop, this is too much. Too much choice. Too many options. Different sheep, different stars, different sorts of stable, and cows and now donkeys. I just want any old donkey.
How rude. I was only trying to help. Can you find the perfect donkey for a Christmas nativity? People these days. Dear, dear, any old donkey. Well, really.
How's my Christmas nativity got so complicated? So many jobs, so many choices, so much to decide. I failed to get the things I needed. I give up.
Okay then, but lady camel, how hard could that be? Excuse me, do you sell camels? I need one for my Christmas nativity. I can't handle any more information. Please don't ask me any questions. I've got so much to do. Can I just get a camel?
Certainly. One arm, one majestic, hard-working camel will come right up.
Whew.
One quick question, one arm or two?
No, no more choices.
Bacterian or dormitory?
No, 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 I've had enough.
Oh dear.
No sheep, no stars, no stable, no cow, and now no camel or donkey. It's not looking like much of a nativity. One last thing to try and sort out. Shall I try one last time? I need a baby Jesus, but I'm almost afraid to ask. Excuse me, have you got a baby Jesus?
Well...
I know what you're going to say. What sort? What size? What weight? What colour eyes? What colour skin? What colour hair? I give up. It's too much. Just talk about a customised Christmas. I can't even get a simple nativity anymore.
Actually, what I was going to say was... There is only one baby Jesus. This baby is a unique one-off, and not to be repeated after. A very special baby indeed. God in a baby shape. No other options, no other choices, no alternative versions. No other way for God to step into our world. No other baby will do.
Brilliant, that's it. Hey, you guys, come back. I've got it.
We've got nothing. I tried to get a cow and some sheep for the nativity, but failed.
I tried to get the perfect star and donkey for Mary and Joseph, but it was just too hard. Did you manage to find a sheep?
No.
Did you find a camel?
No.
Rubbish. The whole of our Christmas preparation has gone wrong.
We failed. You haven't got anything ticked off the list for the perfect Christmas nativity.
Wait.
We've been so busy trying to get everything ready.
Not to mention all the presents and foods and things we need to sort. So many choices, so many options.
But Christmas is simple.
What?
It's about one unique special baby. Forget the rest for now.
What?
Christmas is about the Christ being born. Leave everything else for a minute.
Leave the presents and food?
Yes.
Forget the perfect nativity scene?
Yes. Christmas is about the Saviour being born.
So we didn't find everything for the perfect nativity scene?
But we did find the one thing we really needed.
The one it's all about.
One unique baby, Emmanuel, God with us.
And they called him Jesus, who would save us from our sins.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
Well done.
Well done to everyone who's been participating in different ways in our service. Thank you to the anchors and juniors who came up to help with our nativity scene. And the company section were there reflecting on perhaps it wasn't always quite that simple, getting everything ready for Christmas. I wonder if you're hoping for the perfect Christmas, or whether still with a week to go, you're a bit stressed out. Christmas apparently is a leading cause for stress in the year. It might be in the songs the most wonderful time of the year, but is it the most busy time of the year? And all the different things that are happening. Sometimes perhaps we can be a little bit like the company sketch was trying to show us there. We're so busy trying to get everything ready for Christmas that we just end up being completely swamped and completely overwhelmed by it all. Trying to get the perfect food, trying to get the perfect presents for different people that we love. And then you're going to get the family all together and you just hope they all are perfectly behaved for an afternoon. How likely is that going to be? And then the things that happen at this time of year, we can end up being so tired. The different things that happen, it's winter, there's winter germs, all those things as well. Sometimes it can be just too much for us. All these problems that seem to come our way, all these things we're trying to get ready as well. Well, although we've had a little nativity scene up here at the front, if you actually think about that first Christmas, was that Christmas a perfect one? We've got the anchors and juniors all dressed up and we've got them to come and sit down here at the front. Here on a nice bit of carpet, nice little chairs provided, and also being very well behaved for the entirety of the service. I'm sure the first Christmas wasn't like that at all. How did our readings begin? Well, with an angel who came to a young woman and told her she was going to have God's Son. Was that great news for her? Well, kind of. But didn't it expose her to scandal? When a young woman says, I've got God's Son growing within me, I'm going to have a baby and it's going to be God's Son. Did everyone laugh at her? Did everyone gossip about her? You can only imagine what they said. It probably wasn't very easy for Mary, was it? And then her engagement with Joseph was nearly ruined, wasn't it? By the news. Until the angel told Joseph the same story too. And then Mary and Joseph were there, quite happily, maybe, in Nazareth. And then the story carries on in the Bible with news of a foreign Caesar. Well, that's never going to be a start to a great story, is it? A foreign Caesar who wants more tax. Well, that's obvious. And so he wants more tax, and so everyone has to up sticks and move to the place where they need to be registered. I've never been pregnant, but I don't think many people who have been pregnant would like to go on a 100-mile camel journey. You can ask me afterwards. You can tell me what you think. But was that easy for Mary and Joseph? Was it a perfect Christmas that they were shaping up for? Not at all. And then, of course, there was no room. No room for the baby. No room for the family. And so they put baby Jesus
in a trough. Not a perfect Christmas. Just what they had available, wasn't it? The sort of last resort, really. And then those shepherds out in the fields, looking after their sheep that night, an angel came and told them to go to Bethlehem and find a baby who had been born. Well, that's a wild goose chase, isn't it? Do you envy the task of the shepherds, knocking on every door in Bethlehem saying, have you had a baby? The kind of crazy looks they're going to get, until they manage to find the one who's lying in the manger, so they know they're there. They know they've got the right child. Not an easy task on Christmas night, was it? And then the wise men, who came last of all, who had to journey hundreds, maybe thousands of miles to get there. They've been journeying, following a star. What a difficult journey that must have been. Maybe you're thinking of driving to see your in-laws or some family members at Christmas. We just got to head down the motorway or something like that. They journeyed for hundreds of miles. And then they arrived and got mixed up with an evil king, Herod. That wasn't a picnic for anyone, was it? And then at the end, Mary and Joseph, and the wise men too, had to escape. Escape from the plots of an evil king and head out in all different directions. As idyllic as we make the Christmas story and our little nativity scene, when you actually think about it, it wasn't perfect at all, was it? The experiences that people went through, the difficulties they had to overcome, were really quite considerable, weren't they? It wasn't an easy Christmas, that first one either. It wasn't a perfect Christmas for Mary and Joseph, for the shepherds, for the wise men, for anyone. And so maybe we need to sort of lower our expectations this year. And just be ready to think, well, when our Christmas festivities begin and the different things we've got planned, not to expect them to be perfect. Even the first Christmas wasn't. But there was one perfect thing about Christmas. The first Christmas and every Christmas since. The one perfect thing, the one perfect part of Christmas is the perfect child who was born. Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men, all the upheaval, all the difficulties they went through, in the end, they had in front of them the perfect child. The one who was Christ the Lord. The one who was the Son of God. God and the Lord of all. Now lying in a manger. The only perfect thing about that first Christmas was the child who'd been born. The Saviour who'd come into the world. He'd come for that purpose. He'd come into this imperfect world to help us imperfect people by saving us from our sins. As we sang with the children, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the Saviour. You can trust in him today. And that's what we remember at Christmas. Christmas, this Christmas, in 2024, isn't going to be perfect. Because we live in an imperfect world. Every one of us are imperfect people. But there was a perfect Saviour who was born. And that never changes. That was the same that first Christmas. It's been the same for the 2024 Christmases that there have been since. That there's a perfect Saviour for us. And that's the one wonderful thing about Christmas. So I do hope you have a lovely Christmas dinner. But don't worry too much if the broccoli's overdone and the turkey's a bit chewy. I hope you do have some lovely presents. But don't set your sights on those things you're going to unwrap. I hope you do have a lovely time with your family. But there's bound to be a little hiccup along the way. We need to remember at Christmas the one perfect thing that doesn't change. The Saviour that God sent into the world, so that you and I, imperfect people with our sin, can be forgiven. We can come to Jesus this Christmas and trust in him and ask him to forgive our sins, all those imperfections, all that mess that we make, and some of those hiccups this Christmas are going to be caused by me, aren't they? And you. Because that's what we're like. But Jesus came to forgive us for our sins. We're going to sing in a moment our last carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And in one of the verses, it reminds us this. How silently, the wondrous gift is given. I hope you do get some lovely presents in a week's time at Christmas. But there's one wondrous gift, a wonderful gift, that is Jesus, who was born to be our Saviour. And it says this, no ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. If we humbly come and say sorry to God, and we can receive that greatest gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came to save our sins, he enters in. He will change us and transform this Christmas, starting now and carrying on then through the rest of our lives. So don't forget this Christmas, in all its imperfections, the perfect gift that God has given. Let's stand and sing our last carol, A Little Town of Bethlehem. To continue to take seats again. We're going to pray together to finish, and then there's going to be refreshments here at the front. We'll put a little more light on so you can see your way. We'll bring around some different drinks and cakes and things that have been got ready. So let's just finish by praying together. Dear Lord God, our Father in heaven, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you for all the good things we've got to look forward to in these next couple of weeks. Lord, we thank you for all these good things that we can enjoy. But we pray you help us not to set our sights too high on everything being perfect this Christmas. Lord, we live in an imperfect world and we're imperfect people. But we thank you for that wondrous gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that we might discover this Christmas that perfect child that you sent, your Son, who came to be our Saviour. And that in discovering him, we might find the one thing that really matters. And so, Lord, bless us, we pray. And we pray that you would give us a really blessed Christmas as we discover more of Jesus, we pray. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.